came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise.
Cardi B on a pedestal with Nicki Minaj. All of that hard work Nicki Minaj has done, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to her, Rihanna, for making that track. Shout out to Cardi B, too, you know, but that's what's wrong with the world these days. My opinion, you come out with one album, people trying to call you the GOAT, all that. But, yo, welcome to another episode of Diamond Talk, presented by your boy, PDP Richardson, head coach, the players coach of Bay Cone College, Tyrell Cummins. What's going on, coach?
Man, what's happening, Pete, man? I'm up here getting ready to hit this workout in. What you got going?
Okay, man. Watching my little one play the video game. We done created a team.
Uh-oh. Oh, no way. It's all
good, man. Playing it. Say what?
I was like, you know, it's all good when you start creating a team.
Yeah, you know, he's starting to figure some stuff out, man. I'm like, look at this little dude.
You're putting them cheat codes in. Put cheat codes in.
Oh, nah, he too young. He too young for that, man. Hey, man, I was checking out, you know, my cousin David Mitchell. I was checking Jaden. He posted a picture of Jaden. Looked like he getting a little muscle on him.
Hey, man, the last time I seen Jaden is yoked up. He's about as strong as us or stronger. 18 years old.
Good, man. I remember he said he used to want to be like Floyd Mayweather. I wonder, is he boxing or anything?
No, not right now. I know he working. I went to see him on his birthday, yo. That sucker, he's yoked up though. I wonder if he's fast.
Oh yeah, I was looking at, I was like, boy, I was like, make me want to start back hitting the weights. Seriously, can't let these young niggas outdo us now.
I know, I'm up here, I'm right after me and you get to talk and shoot, I'm going to hit it hard.
Alrighty, man, what we got up for this week with the Diamond Dogs, man, or just in the baseball world?
In the baseball world, man, everyone's slowly trying to just get out, man. Really, I say slowly, but at the same time, you know, guys are eager to get out. So I know there's a few teams, you know, a few organizations out there, you know, slowly getting ready to go ahead and start practicing, you know, just getting prepared for the summer. So we're still not unsure if they're going to allow us to play this summer, but everyone's starting to, you know, prepare for it, which is good. You know,
man, that's what I'm wondering too, man. I'm thinking about opening up my own little team.
Yeah. Hey, you know, can't miss out on the summer. Summer's a big recruiting season for baseball. So, you know, that's where lots of our recruiting comes from is during the summer. So we need to.
And it's like scouting other teams or something?
What'd you say?
Is it like scouting from other teams or something like that? Like, how do you usually do your most recruiting?
Me is mine are majority through coaches that I know who have – they either run their own club team or they just know of players, or some of them maybe even at currently coaching at a high school. So I get them from all different avenues, but majority of them, you know, like my brother Tyson, like through the Diamond Prospect organization. I know for sure I'll try to get from 1 to 3 guys from there a year.
Okay. That's what's up, man. And if somebody wanted to start their own select team, what can they do, like down there in Oklahoma?
If they wanted to start their own, right now they'll have to get out, really promote it right now, just to host tryouts, and make sure you got your format on how you plan to run your club team, whether you're going organizational style, you know, trying to bring in multiple teams, or you're just doing one club team. Really just get out there, host your tryout, and then, you know, try to build up some rapport with your parents, and then you can go from there.
Yeah, with the parents of the prospective athletes.
Right. Getting them on the same page. You want to explain to them, you know, what type of club or organization that you're running. So then they make their decision on, you know, whether or not they want to be all in or not.
Hey, you want to know something I just thought about? Like, how people can kind of still get recruited out there, or a coach could do some recruiting. It's simply just be like, hey, you know, just film them catching ground balls and stuff. Hitting and stuff.
Right. They can send a short clip of, maybe if they're going to hit, you know, send maybe 5 swings. Same thing with your position-wise. If you're pitching, show us maybe 5 to 10 pitches. Ground balls, you know, we want to see one of each, one right at you, a backhand, a ball in the hole, and then, always that slow roller to finish it up. You know, because, you know, me – coaches, you know, we've been in the game for a minute, so like a lot of times we can tell if you can play or not just from a video. But at the same time, after the videos, we still like to see you in a game situation, because you know, what's huge today in the baseball world are showcases. You know, like majority players can be showcase guys, but who can actually perform, you know, during game situations? You know, showcases are good. I need you to at least be able to showcase some skills. Show me that you got, you know, some potential. And say, but it still comes down to you performing when it's game time.
Right, because that's the most important times right there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. That's very insightful right there, man. And just being alive during this pandemic and just eager to get back to it. So, like, how are ways that you still trying to you ain't got to tell, like, your secrets to coaching or whatnot, but with this downtime, like, how are you hoping to, like, bounce back from all of this?
Me, personally, like, yeah, I'm been in touch with a close coaching buddies, so really I'm just pretty much waiting for the majority of the coaches that I normally recruit from. I'm just waiting for all of us to get on the same page. Are we going to pursue after it or not? You know, are we going to go for it or not? Because, you know, the country's slowly opening back up, but still everyone's still kind of playing a little cautious, you know, being pretty cautious. Yeah, so I just want to make sure, you know, we're all on the same page if we're going to do it or not. You know, if we all in, oh, yeah, now I can set up my recruiting dates on where I will be or which areas I'm going to hit first. So it just,
waiting on that green light.
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, right now I see, like, the light is yellow right now. It was kind of, you know, slowly cruising. It's taking it easy. Taking easy now. If it hits green though, it's all over. It's a wrap. We back to it.
Yeah, I know that's right too, man. That's what I'm waiting on. It's like I said, I'm thinking about starting my own team. It's like, shoot, but I'm scared to put out a post, you know, and then we not even have to go with it or something. You know what I'm saying? So, but then I don't want to wait too late because then everybody will be on the team.
Hey, right? Hey, go on ahead and set you up a tryout. You announce it right now. When you want your tryouts? I gas up the car. I need to come down there and help you out. We'll host a tryout. I need to look at some guys anyway. I need some of them Texas boys.
Shoot. Hey, you need to, man. We got some dudes out here that can go.
I know.
Full of
talent down there.
Yeah, it is. I just hope during this time people not taking like time off and stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
if a guy's just wanting to get recruited, tell them don't think that a coach won't drive across the country to come see you.
Right. I know that's right.
You remember I drove all the way down there to see Keegan Collette. Big pitcher. He was playing in state tournament over there at what's the Christian institution?
LCU.
Right? Yeah. That kid.
Yeah, Lubbock Christian.
He ended up going to Tonkawall. Got drafted out of Tonkawall, then turned it down. Ended up going to Florida Gulf Coast, and got drafted last year. And so now he's with the Padres organization.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shoot, I had no idea. Dude from Lubbock?
No, he's originally from the Dallas area a little bit, not somewhere in that DFW area. Man, at that time when he wasn't seeing too many looks. A man went all the way down there to watch him play. He ended up getting hooked up to Tonkawa Junior College. Now this sucker, he's playing pro ball. Just grinding.
Wow, they say it ain't where you go.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Yeah, you know, that's what's up right there, man. Well, is there anything else you want to add, Coach?
Man, I'm looking forward to it this summer. You know, hopefully we all get on the same page, and then, man, maybe we should pursue after it. So, man, I'll just, best of luck to everyone, man, with this upcoming summer, man. I think we're going to get the green light, so, man, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a hot summer, but it's going to be a good summer.
Yeah, and they say the heat kills it, so.
That's what I'm hearing.
They say if it's 80 degrees or something, it can't withstand the heat or something. So I'm thinking baseball should be good. It's just when football season coming around, you know, because then it'd be cold.
Right.
Already, yeah, man. That's what's up, man. That was another week of Diamond Talk with Head Coach Tyrell Cummins, straight up out of Muskogee, Oklahoma, head coach for Baycon College. I'm your host, PDP Richardson. Peace and love. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. Peace, and we out.